Begin the grand daven sech the schulin daf lamet gimel. Begin the menal. Begin the test master. Begin the zigmara molcha yafa yafa. So what you do is you salt it first very well. Umadicha yafa yafa. Then you wash it off very well. Now Teres bothering. He says hodla atka hadocha kamaisa. Why doesn't it mention the first washing before you salt it? Could go in the chaloli beit tabachi. Says Teres says because it must be talking about where the butcher's already washed it off. Because I'm prepared kolabas like you must later on daf kovi gimel menal. Or inami you could say mishum the arbe basa beis hashkita. We're talking about the meat from where it's slaughtered in the, by the neck. Below it's a glasker. And so therefore, that doesn't have to mention because automatically one is going to wash it off. Look at there, Irie. And we have to address this question with these two answers because we're talking about when you want it for the pot for cooking, when then you have to concern for the blood coming out. Or you know, another person could say, Mary, let's leave. We're talking about that the meat is roasted. Oh, for roasting, you don't have to wash it because there's no concern about the blood because it gets constricted inside the meat. I have a gavdal tzli b'loy boilim licha, but what I mean, then why are you salting it? For roasting, you don't have to salt it. Shani hachir, it's tiven shenechta koyim shetetzit nafshim ebis hashchita, because it's cut off from before the life blood, the life force leaves it from the place where it's slaughtered. And for other mebis with the asmik, it's even worse than the red meat, reperket sol in the psachim that find dama base, that we see that even for tzli, there are going to be times, like by that red meat, that you do have to salt it, and the same thing would be over here. Next says master begin with Zigmara, Echad Ev Kechav Echad Yisrael Mutar Bai. So rather must be that it's not just Jews that are permitted. Rather also non-Jews are permitted. Because Mashmah sounds like the time of the reason is Mishum the Lekami Dil Yisrael Shari, Lev Kechav Masa. It's nothing that can't be that permitted for the Jews to eat the intestines and that that should be forbidden to a non-Jew. If anything, Jews have more severe stringencies than non-Jews. Which Tosfos says, "V'tem, it's a wonder because the paragraph of Mizdik Mosan the Defno Tesamen Al Parach as I Vuki Fas Toyer." There's the beautiful maiden in captivity that's only permitted for a Jew to have such relations, not a non-Jew. Mishani Gemara answered, "No, Shani Avikachav and Dlab Bnei Kibush Ninu." That really would be forbidden to both or permitted to both. It's just that in conquering, that's permitted, and non-Jews are not conquerors. So says Tosfos Bachanami, if that's the case here also, Shani Avikachav, you should say that non-Jews are different. Dlab Bnei Shchidin Ninu. They just they don't have the halach of slaughter. Because Amalei, like I said previously. And if that's the case, so say also that, no, yeah, it's not like that there's a stringency that they have. They just don't have a certain halachic leniency that Jews have. And Tosfos does not answer that question. But Tosfos says, "V'in la'akshav," what one should not ask is, "Mahad da'omah perik da'al misas," from the Gemara with the Nafna Tchesam Beis. "Obi kachavim shashabas chayiv misa." If a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, he's chayiv with his life. "V'chein noisik ba'tayra," and someone who engages a non-Jew engages a tayra is also chayiv misa. I would mean, how could it be more severe than a non-Jew? Than the Jew. Oh, the B'davashu mitzvah, the Yisrael Las is something that's a mitzvah of a Jew to do. Shabbos and learning Torah, le'shayach le'mem. You can't say mi'ikamidi, is there such a thing, le'Yisrael Shari v'chul, that for a Jew it's permitted. Because it's a mitzvah to do. We're talking about regarding punishments, regarding prohibitions. I have Avagav the Mahasim, although the Gemara says over there, meaning later on, Daf Kof Beis. Afilo Shashavas B'Shein B'Shabbos, meaning over there in Kof Beis. Afilo Shashavas B'Shein B'Shabbos, Chayv Misa, even if he keeps Monday, we don't have such a mitzvah. Kamakam like dummy. Still, it's not comparable. I mean, so it's saying over here also, no. Hoyel v'yesh mitzvah shvis l'Yisrael, k'moy b'Shabbos. Since there is a mitzvah for a Jew to take a day off, like on Shabbos, so they were that's considered like we have this, even though they'll be doing it on Monday. And v'avgav de ben noich neregelo. So that was one question which Tosfos addressed, and it says that, no, because it still the category is by a Jew. Also, another question. V'avgav de ben noich neregelo alo barim, even though a non-Jew gets killed, for infanticide, for killing a baby, meaning a fetus in utero. Like the Gemara says over there on the Nanzayim of Bays, and if you saw in an area, the Jew does not get killed. I thought that a non-Jew cannot be more severe. So it says, in the Hida Potter, although a Jew is permitted, it's exempt, he's not permitted, and therefore he's still included in the category. It's not something that categorically a non-Jew has more than a Jew. Nesa says, "For them, we can say the parakid on Nasha. What do the Gemara later on the Kof Beis and Alf? The pligid is machlekes. If no, give him nachai, but tummy. If there's a halacha of eating a limb from a living creature from a non-kosher animal, but meaning the Gemara says, but the machlekes be Yisrael. That all machlekes by a Jew. Now, but name noyach, but by non-Jew, dear, I call everyone agrees muzar and al tummy ketaren that the prohibition is non-kosher, just like kosher animals. So this takes the bishlam and rabbanon and the kon rabbanon. Ah, v'gav dein Yisrael muzar even nachai the tummy. Even though a Jew is not prohibited on even nachai from a non-kosher animal, kamokam asalei mishum tummy, but still." Is prohibited because it's not a kosher animal. So at least isn't it is prohibited in some way. And therefore, you don't find that for a Jew it's totally permitted. Forbidden. But according to a mayor, that he said that it's only applicable by a kosher animal. Wait a second, But then you have the even the chayis for efes atarin with the lisrael shari for the Jew it's going to be permitted. Like gechav masa, and for the non-Jew it's going to be forbidden. And you don't have the problem that it's a non-kosher animal; it's by the kosher animals. V'chitim begin to say delei chashina. No, we're not concerned giving the stam even in the chay usli so because in general the iser and some level applies to a Jew. But if that's the case, my parach awesome. What is the Gemara asking about the paragraph about misa and sunday daf notes and al begezel the bachas m'shava pruta? Saying, oh, how could a non-Jew be more severe that you chay for gezel when you steal when it's less than shava pruta? What do you mean? But the Jew is in the category of gezel. Who cares on the nuances? Obviously, nuances make a difference. V'yashem tezim you can say is the mekamalkum still even in the chay did who. Aser, no, it's not true. A Jew is also forbidden, even by the Ibn Achai, for a different reason, but it's awesome, Shem Debaya Shechita, because the Jew has to have it slaughtered. Now, even though by non-Jews, Aser B'mashu, Basa B'gidim E'etzim, even if it's a small amount, but if it has flesh, ligaments, and bone, it's forbidden to be mitzvah, because it's Basa, and the Jew is going to only be prohibited if he's eating non-slaughtered meat with an oversized meat. So it's not the same thing. Says that biblically, it's even less than the shear is also forbidden to be eaten. So the Jews also prohibited. Ayler Shlokesh, according to Shlokesh, that he says Chatzis Shem and Mutter that Torah, that actually half a shear is Mutter and there's no prohibition at all. Says Taisa Dima Leslie Hahu Kalala. You're right. Maybe it doesn't hold to this rule that this whole Taisa is based on. Yeah, Sabla Kamanda Mahachi holds like the other man that I brought over here that Aim is Am Nebuchadnezzar. But in Miami, you cannot invite the non-Jew to eat the intestine because actually it's prohibited for the non-Jew, even though it's permitted for the Jew. This masal begins the Gemara. Hashechid, where's the Mishnah? Hashechid behem echay ba'if. Someone slaughters behem echay ba'if, below yotza b'chulu, and no blood comes out. It's going to be kosher. It can be even the yidayim misa'avas. And that's what the Gemara says that because no dam came out. But if dam would come out, then it wouldn't be able to be yidayim misa'avas. Says to Smash, but it sounds like the dam echay ba'if machshir that the blood of these creatures could make food items susceptible to tumah, meaning in this case specifically it's meat. But this says of kasha is difficult. Harav Reb Yaakov Mar Lions, because the Gemara Darish, the Gemara Darishins later on, the dam kasha in the machshir, the blood of carbonus that doesn't make food items susceptible to tumah. Why? Because it says in the pasuk Al Eretz Tishbach and the Kamayim on the earth you can spill like water, which is dam anishbach Kamayim machshir b'chul. Only blood that spills on the earth, on the water on the floor like water that makes. It's susceptible to tumah. Now, perikis adam. The Gemara learned that pedal and mouth. Amrin we say the loy amrin behem bchal chaya lechisur. I mean, although the Torah only says chaya and oif for kis adam, we would have thought okay, behem is bchal chaya. And I would say no, domesticated animals not included in this category of chaya that it usually is for kis adam. Why? Mishum nechsev because in the pasuk al oches tishpachenik kamayim that on the earth you're going to spill it like water, which is ma maim leboy kisur. Just like water does not need to be covered, avhay nam leboy kisur. Also, this does not need to be. Covered. I mean, the blood of a behema is like that in that sense that it doesn't have to be covered because it's so. But that's the Gemara Darshans. But Amos, so one thing we see is that bedam chay ba'oif. But regarding the blood of chay of dechsiv kisa, that says it has to be covered. So lev bechaltish bechani kamev. Then that's not including the category of being spilled like water. That's only by dam behema where it doesn't have to be covered. You see, whatever has to be covered, not including the pasig. If it's not including the pasig. So then we're back to the question, how is the machshir l'kabel tumah? Yeshem says, we can say, the whole dam anishbech ala oretz, any blood that's spilled on the ground, shei makabel is a bekli that you don't receive in the vessel, like the blood of a chay and oif, hukshel maim is compared to water. Bein lein hechshir whether to make food susceptible to tumah, bein lein betur kisei, and even regarding being exempt from kisei dam, like we have by behema. But just regarding covering the blood, gilir achmon, the dam chay ba'if, but kisei, the Torah just says, it's a custom, reveals that it's chay b'kisei dam. Makamokam is still hukshel maim, lein hechshir, it's still compared to water regarding making food and susceptible to tumah, kibin the nishbach ala oretz, because ultimately it is spilled on the ground. Next test matter begin the words of the chum b'dam misavas. It could be eaten with impure hands, which Tosfos explains. Wait a second, don't you have to wash it out for the blood, and that by default it's going to become hoksh l'kabel tumah from the water. So it says Tosfos that either it's liari, either tumah that you're roasting the lebaya docha doesn't have to be washed, or there's no water. Inami could even say like a deira that yes, it's for cooking in the pot, but v'hutch b'mei peres was washed with fruit juices, which does not have halacha, one of the seven liquids, making it susceptible to tumah. But at the same time, it was able to get it washed off from the blood. Next, says Master, begin with the word Gemara. Dam she in nishbach kamayim in a machshir. That by dam kachim, since it's not spilled on the floor like water, because you need it for the avodah, so that's not machshir l'kabel tumah. So it says Tais Hikshad Avid Reakim Alliance. He asked the Pekal, show the Gemara Psalm Nefra Bezim Al Park. The Gemara asked, Vari Dam. The Gemara is discussing, or whatever it says not to eat, it means not to eat, not have a no. I've heard Dam by blood. The Chazar, when the Torah says, Bechol Nefesh, Mikem Lo Yisoichel Dam. No person of you shall eat blood. And it's not still within the Mishnah, Eil Eil Mesarim Ba'amo, that the bloods of the carbons would mix in the canal, be Yisal Nachal Kijan, go out to the Kijan Valley, and Mikul Ganon Lazabal, and it would be sold to the gardeners for fertilizer. I thought you're not supposed to have a no if it says Lo Yisoichel. Shran the Gemara answers, Amakra the Pasuk says, Al Earth Tishbechenekamayim, that regarding blood, that on the earth you spill like water, which is my mind would turn banos. It says the cost of just like water is permitted to have benefit, Avdamut banos, so the blood is permitted to have benefit. So it's a hashta now, Hechadaiki hetano, how are you inferring a hetano? Mehaikra from that Pasuk, Ledam Kachim to the blood of carbonos, which is what it's talking about over there, Holy Iskish Lamayim, but actually, as we're saying here in the different Maschatesis, but Dam Kachim is not compared to water in this Pasuk. Hashem says you're right, but still, keeping the Dam Chulin, the blood of unconsecrated animals, Shari Bano is permitted to have benefit, as you're learning out from this drasha. If that's the case, achila dechsev gabei dam must mean when it says that by blood they not eat it. Have achila mamish means literally eating and not all hana, as you see from dam chulin. Therefore, comparatively, then dam kachim is also included there. So it's not direct limud on kachim.